Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are live at Flowery Branch, guys, and it's great to hear from all of our wonderful listeners and guys hitting us up. Ladies talking to us about these Falcons. And, Mike, the opinions, man, they range so far today.
Right.
While Raheem was having his press conference, it's interesting to see the reactions from Falcon fans, you know, hearing him speak and talking to some of the issues that our team is dealing with. We're going to talk to B-Mac Bryant McFadden here coming up in just a sec and get his thoughts on this. But I only say that to say that the frustration is real. And I think people want answers immediately. Like, they can't play until Sunday, but we're so upset about what we saw last week that you want things to happen right now.
Right, and it's hard because every time we ask Brian McFadden about some dysfunction in our organization, he didn't have a lot of dysfunction in his career, Carl, because he played for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
It's true.
With the two Super Bowls.
It is, man. B-Mac, it's good to have you back on, analyst for CBS. Let's start here. Mike and I are at Flowery today. We certainly want to talk about your trip overseas and going to Dublin because that's going to be cool.
Oh, man.
But what did you make of this performance last week? And B, I don't know if you've ever been a part of something like this in your professional career, but then how do you get right? How do you make this right?
I'll say this. I think watching NFL last weekend, the Atlanta Falcons getting shut out by Carolina was probably the second most disappointing or surprising loss behind Green Bay losing to Cleveland. And it's not just about Atlanta losing to Carolina. They got dominated. They didn't score 1 point. No one had that on their bingo card at all. No one. Especially if you look at how they played the week before and finding a way to win. You remember, I came on with you guys last Friday. I said, you know, great teams get better after wins.
Right.
And you would have thought that win against Minnesota would have carried on in terms of momentum against a division of four on the road against the Carolina Panthers. And they just totally dropped the ball. So that tells me they're nowhere close to being the team that I thought they could be currently as we see it today. Because Carolina's a team that's scrappy, but let's keep it real. They're not a playoff-caliber team, nowhere close to being a playoff-caliber team. And for them to dominate the Falcons in the manner in which they did, that was overly shocking and surprising. And hopefully that could initiate some type of fire and fury in Atlanta moving forward to get back on a good track.
We talked about, changes in an organization. Generally, it happens in the offseason. It's rare, Bryant, to see a coach get fired 3 weeks into the season. They move on from Ike Hilliard, who's been around the league, wide receiver coach, also part of the passing game coordinator. So what do you make of that? My first reaction was scapegoat. It seems to me like last year you had nearly 2,000-yard receivers. So what changed? Do you feel this is just kind of a shock to the system of the team?
I'm right there with you. When I heard that news, I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. Unless something was going on internally that none of us are privy to in terms of information. And just from the eye test, the wide receivers are the problem. Have they been the problem? It didn't look like that to me. You know, so it's and it's a rare thing to have that type of coaching change after three ball games. So was something circulating since week one that just became too much to bear for them to make that change? But I can tell you this much. If you make that change, now we better see some extraordinary play coming from the wide receivers. Right. You better see some outstanding play come from the wide receivers, because I felt like a year ago, Drake London played the best football of his life. Mm. He really showcased his potential. Darnell Mooney played well. So what happened between last year and current date that made that coaching move become a reality?
Bryant McFadden joining us, guys, talking all things NFL. We'll just stay in Falcons here for a second more, and then we'll talk about the rest of the league. You have still a lot of faith in Michael Penix, or do you think this was something more? Some people said they thought he might have been injured last week, and that's why he didn't play as well, because he did take a lot of hits. He wasn't sacked a lot. I still have a lot of confidence. Where are you at with Penix? Because we've seen quarterbacks have bad games in this league, and it doesn't define them.
Carl, I'm right there with you. My faith in Michael Penix as a legit starting quarterback hasn't changed at all. We gotta understand something. This past Sunday against Carolina was his sixth professional start.
Right.
His sixth, not even halfway through a season. His sixth start, and for the very first time in those five previous starts, he had issues. He finally got a taste of hitting the wall. And that happens. That happens, right? We've seen that throughout quarterback play in terms of young quarterbacks finally seeing that the NFL world is serious. So, no, I still believe he is a legit guy for Atlanta, and that's just the nature of the life for young quarterbacks in the National Football League. Everything went wrong. The play calling was bad. Clock management was bad. The one thing they were doing well, they just didn't have the patience to continue to do, which was run the football. Like, you should never have a four-quarter ball game where you're starting running back who's one of the more athletic, skillful guys at that position, only 13 carries. That doesn't make any sense. Like, that doesn't make any sense. So everything went wrong. Defense couldn't get any stops. Everything was bad, and I'm not going to sit here and say because of how bad the entire team looked that Michael Penix might not be the guy. No, he's still a guy in my opinion.
Talking about the Falcons, guys, with the Bryant McFadden moving it around. Big game for the Steelers. I know they lost the game. They've looked like a team which, you know, it's a work in progress. I mean, what do you make of Aaron Rodgers where the Steelers are right now as they take on a Vikings team which, looking like deader than Dillinger, bounced back off the mat and crushed the Bengals last week?
I mean, honestly, the three-game stretch before the season started, I felt like Pittsburgh should be 3-0 going into this Minnesota Vikings game. But a surprising loss last week to Seattle. And bouncing back this previous weekend was huge. Now they're 2-1, but they're playing against a backup quarterback. But it's not a regular backup quarterback. Carson Wentz has an abundance of experience, but you should still find a way to exploit some matches in your favor. I'm more concerned with Pittsburgh offensively, because you guys have seen the blender that Brian Flores has put opposing quarterbacks in when he faced off against them. And the offensive line has already been a bit shaky in terms of pass pro for Aaron Rodgers, but can they protect Aaron Rodgers when they're going to see so many exotic disguises coming from the blitz concepts with Brian Flores where they can be successful?
Bryant, the Lions beat the snot out of the Bears, and it was sort of expected. I did not expect them to do what they did to the Ravens. Are we underestimating how good this team is despite not having Ben Johnson call the plays anymore?
I don't think it's a matter of underestimating. I think it's a matter of not knowing what they would look like without Ben Johnson, not knowing what they would look like without Aaron Glenn. Those two coordinators was with Detroit, I mean, the last two, three-plus seasons where they were outstanding. So sometimes there always is a little drop-off, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that was my mindset. It wasn't a matter of can they be competitive, can they be a playoff-caliber team. I just didn't know what they would look like without those coordinators. Well, what we saw Monday night was they got it. Johnny Morton find his groove. Shep at the D.C. Coordinator position found his groove. And the way they dominated the Baltimore Ravens, it feels like, man, and I said this Monday night, watching them play the last 2 weeks, it felt like the loss against Green Bay happened 8 months ago.
Right.
Because they're a totally different team right now. And they showed all of us, man, it wasn't about the coordinators that paved the success for them over the last few seasons. It's about the head coach in charge and the culture that he's created.
Got a big matchup, Bryant McFadden, guys. He'll be over there in Ireland. Boy, oh boy, man, you're going to pack a case of IC Light? I don't know about that, but they may be out of whiskey by the time the Steelers fans leave that town. Other big games from the weekend, Green Bay and Dallas. Micah Parsons returns to Big D. What a smack in the face. Maybe a reality check for Green Bay, how the Browns came back on them on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, of course, you know, the homecoming for Micah Parsons, and he's going to be highly motivated because, to your point, they got smacked in the face by the Cleveland Browns. And with no CD Lamb, you know, I don't give the Dallas Cowboys a fighting chance. You look at how bad their defense has been in the last 2 weeks. It's almost like their defense is homecoming. So if you're Jordan Love, get ready for your homecoming parade. You should put outstanding numbers against the Dallas Cowboys because Russell Wilson did it. Caleb Williams did it. You're up next. So, and for Dallas, you're getting a highly motivated, pissed off Green Bay Packers team. Losing in the fashion in which they lost to the Cleveland Browns. So it should be an entertaining game for Green Bay, not so entertaining for the Cowboys.
3-0 teams, Eagles, Bucks. That's a big one on Sunday, 1 o'clock. All right, Eagles, emotional win, walk-off field goal block. This is where they take a step back, right? On the road against the Bucks.
I mean, in the last five games, man, Tampa, they're 4-1 against Philly. Oddly enough, 4-1. But Tampa, they're dealing with a lot of injuries. The offensive line has already been much maligned. Then you lose Mike Evans. You probably won't have Chris Godwin back. It puts a lot of pressure on Baker Mayfield, who's been shaking and baking the entire season. But this could really be a difficult task for Tampa because they're shorthanded. And I'm saying that by default. You guys know how it is. When you have a injury, it's already tough. But multiple injuries, especially multiple guys on the offensive line, I think this is the opportunity for a Philly in regular season play to get their lick back because they've lost the last few times against Tampa. In these moments, I think this is the opportunity to get their lick back.
Talk about man, Brian McFadden, guys, bouncing around the league. The teams that we consider like the elites, you know, you look at like the Tampa Bay Bucks in our division.
Yes.
I mean, it's coaching. It's, you know, they've gone through multiple offensive coordinators for Baker Mayfield. They just keep on trucking. They seem like they've got some nice pieces. The game with Philadelphia, that's – and by the way, who's out for Philly?
Nolan
Smith is out for Philadelphia. The Eagles just find ways to win, just like the Bucks. It's kind of an early – kind of has like almost like an early pretense – or a preview of the playoffs.
Yes.
What do you think about the Eagles going down to Tampa Bay?
Yeah, I mean, heck, it was a preview of the playoffs last week for Philly against the Rams.
Right.
You know what I mean? And seeing how that game transpired for four quarters. But, yeah, I'm right there with you, man. When you look at the entire NFC, Philly, I think, is one of the top teams. We just talked about Detroit. But I'd be remiss if I don't mention the Tampa Bay Buccaneers because they find ways how to win ball games. That's what good teams do. Good teams find a way to win ball games. Bad teams, they find a way to lose a ball game. And if you think I'm lying, watch football this Sunday. Bad teams will find a way to lose a ball game. And with Tampa, the maturation process with Baker Mayfield has been a thing to watch, guys. Baker is a dog.
Baker is
a competitor. He competes. And if you don't have a dog in the race when you watch Tampa play, Baker is a guy you just root for because he fights. He's a gritty, grimy quarterback, and he is a team player. So for Philly, what we saw in the second half in terms of the passing game, will that travel for four quarters in Tampa? Because before the second half against the Rams, that passing game was pedestrian-like, to say the least. But something clicked where A.J. Brown started making plays, started getting his receptions. Smitty started making plays. So let's see, can that travel for four quarters? Because before that second half against the Rams, the talk of the town was the inability for them to throw the football.
B, Mike has told me this week, I want to know if you agree before we let you go. And, brother, enjoy your trip over to Dublin. Can't wait to hear when you get back your experience over there, and hopefully we get a good game with the Steelers over there. Do you think this is a trap game for Florida State this weekend?
No question.
Why?
I said this in July. Regardless what happens against Bama week one, the most important game would be Virginia. And the reason why I said that was if you win, if you lose against Bama, if let's say hypothetically they lost, well, you're supposed to lose against Alabama, right? But right. You're supposed to beat the next two teams. If you beat Bama, now it puts more pressure on showing up the next few weeks. But then when you look at Virginia, it's the first ACC game. It's the first road game. It's on a weird night where weird things always happen.
Yes.
Friday night football, college football, Thursday night football. It'd be some weird stuff happening. And you play Miami the following week.
Look ahead.
Exactly. And you cannot look ahead because quiet is kept. Virginia, they're a feisty team with a quarterback that has a mentality like Baker Mayfield. He's a scrappy guy. He's a mobile guy. He buys time. And this is like their home. This is their Super Bowl for Virginia. This is probably that one rare time where they're on a national stage where nobody else is playing but them. And they're trying to repeat some type of history and wearing their 1995 throwbacks.
Right.
So, yes, this is a trap game. And I felt like when you look at the schedule, having Alabama, I can't remember the second team. It was such a bad team. But then Kent State and then Virginia.
Texas A&M Eastern.
This is A&M Eastern. I don't even know where they're at in Texas, but they're in Texas. Shouts out to them, by the way.
I don't even think they're in Texas.
Exactly. But Kent State and Texas A&M Eastern, you're supposed to do what you did against them. Now what can you do with you being on the road against an ACC opponent, knowing you got Miami coming down the pipe in the following week? So I'm right there with you, Mike.
Right.
Paul, it's going to be a good game. But we're going to see what type of team we have. These are the type of ball games where people say they are a trap game, weird stuff happens, where good teams find a way to win. And they do so with style.
And this is a trap game because it has been a trap.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I came for Florida State for all the reasons Bryant laid out.
Great stuff, man. B, enjoy your trip. Thank you so much. And, man, we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you for having me.
He is on his way to Dublin this week. And, by the way, as we mentioned, first international game in the NFL. We got a ton of them this year, including our Falcons heading over. But it's Vikings-Steelers early Sunday morning around 9:30.
Yeah, man, it's going to be a blast. Probably going to rain all day, but it's going to be a lot of fun over in Dublin. Well, we had a ball. Georgia Tech fans had so much fun. And, obviously, a big fun ride home, Carl, after a week of golf at some of the elite golf courses around Ireland.
We're going to tell you where we're going to be on Friday, and we're coming back. What did Micah Parsons say about Dak Prescott? Stay right there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.